The leader of the holy men, Sayyiduna Ghothipak Rahimahullah, was born on the 1st of Ramadan of 470 AH in Jilan.
He gained his elementary education in Jilan.
Then, for further education, he went to Baghdad in 488 AH.
He gained so much excellence in the branches of religious knowledge that he surpassed all other Islamic scholars of his time.
He didn't only gain knowledge, but he also illuminated people's hearts with the light of knowledge.
In his madrasa, he used to teach people the subjects of tafsir, hadith, fiqh, etc.
He would also teach the Holy Quran in different types of Quranic recitation.
He was so steadfast in worship that for 40 years, he performed his Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah.
That means he used to spend his night in worship and he finished reciting the Holy Quran every night for 15 years.
Having selflessly and beautifully served the religion Islam, our Ghothipak Rahimahullah passed away on the 11th of Rabiul Sani of 561 AH.
He lived for 91 years.
And his blessed shrine is located in Baghdad.
Ronaqe kul awliya, ya Ghothe Azam Dastagir.
Peshwa e Asfiya, ya Ghothe Azam Dastagir.
Dear Amir-e Ahle Sunnat, kindly state how much necessary is it in the present age to learn about and act upon the blessed character of Ghothipak Rahimahullah.
Subhanallah. It's a lovely, unique way of stating the blessed character of Ghothipak Rahimahullah. As for how much necessary is it nowadays, so how to measure its importance now and how much it was necessary yesterday and how much it will be necessary tomorrow. The blessed character of the holy men calls it to our attention every time to act upon it. And the Holy Quran already made this proclamation.
Kunu ma'as sadiqin.
And be with the truthful. So, if the holy men aren't truthful, then who do you think is truthful? So, we must be with them and lead our life by loving them. We must also act according to their blessed character and follow their footsteps. Following the footstep is an idiom. Otherwise, in fact, if Ghothipak's blessed footstep comes into view, I'm not really able to put my head on it as my head isn't capable of this, let alone stepping on it. It's common sense. So we should follow their footsteps. By saying this idiom, it means that one should act upon their sayings and follow their pious ways and virtuous traditions they set. By doing so, we can follow their footsteps. Being a devotee of Ghothipak Rahimahullah, we can say we will make niyaz and offerings with zeal and zest. I would rather say we must first insist on performing salah. We must no doubt do niyaz. We mustn't give up doing niyaz and we must also perform salah. I have been saying it for several years that I am niyazi, but at first I am namazi, the salah performer. Ghothipak Rahimahullah himself performed salah regularly and motivated and preached us to perform salah. His blessed maternal grandfather, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ordered us to perform salah. The Almighty Sustainer, who sent Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the final prophet, also ordered us to perform salah. In the Holy Quran, the mention of salah has been made approximately 700 times. It's most probably at 700 places. So much emphasis has been placed on salah. Since I have gained consciousness of self in childhood, I prayed and I happened to see the signboards affixed to the wall or at various points, the boards that read established salah. But now maybe social media made people forget all that. Maybe it's not written now like before. Previously, it used to be written. The message established salah that used to be written at many places would also develop people's mind. Maybe AIDS people remember it that it used to be written before, but it's not written now. Anyway. Since childhood, I developed a mindset about salah, alhamdulillah, as it's farz and I must perform it. In short, I stated it just to make you understand that we'll definitely follow his footsteps, make Isa alayhi sawab, celebrate his gyarwi with zeal and zest, and do niyaz and offering. As for the day when we do niyaz, we firmly believe that salah can't be let off even on that day. Even if niyaz offering food is ready to serve, during the hustle and bustle of guests, and then the call,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
is heard for salah to be performed for the Almighty Sustainer of Ghothipak Rahimahullah, then one must say, come to the salah for the Almighty Sustainer of Ghothipak Rahimahullah, whose niyaz you are doing. Then we must leave their niyaz undone and say to our guests to go to masjid for salah. Say to them, let's first perform salah and then we'll eat niyaz food. All right, we must do so. Got it. It's our methodology and the same will go on, inshallah. May Allah Almighty grant us blessings in it and consistency upon it. May He make all the Muslims consistent on it.